helping you find joy right in the middle of your workday.
It's Middays with Jerry Williams on the Joy FM.
If you have ever herded kittens, you know what I've been going through here in the last couple of minutes, trying to get these guys to settle down so we can talk about this. In the studio with me is Rob Langer.
Hello.
And Benji Shepherd and Ken Hammack, all my compatriots in crime here at the Joy FM. Benji, you probably know best as DJ Frapp. He's on with JR, and he also is on Saturdays and Sundays on the Joy FM. Rob does news with the Morning Cruise and does our Top 12 at 12 countdown. And is also on the air on Saturdays and Sundays. And Ken, my guess is if you have been to any event that the Joy FM has done in the last 25 years, you may have bumped into Ken somewhere along
probably
the line.
So. And the wanted posters have been taken down at the post office.
Ken is on our underwriting support staff. And they are all involved in, and you guys are going to have to fill me in on how related and intertwined what you're doing is. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And if you could see Ken right now, and let me get a picture. I will post this because I need a picture to go with this anyway, Ken. Is the shirt pink too?
Well, it comes across as pink.
My color acuteness is not very good, but he is wearing a pink tie for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Now, I know that Rob and Benji have each been running a 5K every day.
Every day, yes.
That's right.
Every day to support. So tell us how all this kind of got started. And Ken, you're just wearing pink every day. You're not running, are you?
I wear pink. No, I am not running 5K every day. I would be dead. But yes, I wear pink every day. And it gives me the opportunity because I'm, unlike you guys, you hang out at the station. I'm out in the community and people say, hey, nice shirt. It's pink. Well, there's a reason I'm wearing pink. And it gives me the opportunity to carry the conversation about why we're doing it and to bring awareness to it and tell them how I'm fighting the cause in my efforts as a real man wear pink.
5K a day. How did this get started? Whose idea was it? And how did one of you rope the other one into it?
I guess it was my idea. And I
are you rethinking that now that we're here in the middle of October?
No,
you still got half of it to go.
I know that it is, man, it is an effort that takes doing it every day. And it's tough. And I'm, you know, just so proud that I've got Rob to do this with me. And, you know, so I came up with the idea of doing it as a way to bring awareness to what we're doing for making strides against breast cancer of Cobb County. And, you know, all of this is something that's benefiting American Cancer Society. And, man, with the American Cancer Society, they do so much to support those who not only have breast cancer, but any types of cancer. But, you know, you name it, they are supporting women and men with breast cancer.
You know, that's one thing to remember, that it just, I mean, majority, of course, it affects women, but there are certain cases where men are affected. I had a friend of mine that actually, a male friend.
That's breast cancer.
One in 10 are men with breast cancer.
Mm. That to me is amazing. Now, have you guys run together or are you just doing this? Because I know your schedules are like opposite.
Benji does it first thing in the morning. And of course, I'm here in the studio. So I have to wait till the end of my day to go out and run, which is tough in some ways. You know, I've gone through an 8-hour workday and I'm like, all right, I've got to run. But to know that it's going to a good cause, it gives me motivation to do this every day.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing about that has really motivated me is just the sheer fact that if you are in a fight against cancer, you don't get a day off.
No.
Right.
No.
You do not. So that to me gives me motivation every single day to get out there and run it.
And these guys are inspiring me because all I do is wear pink. These guys are actually out there fighting.
All he does is just look ridiculous.
And how can you tell the difference that he's doing it for a reason instead of it's just his normal ridiculousness?
Me run, I look ridiculous too, but that's another story.
Is this where I leave?
I will put information on our website, thejoyfm.com, the Middays with Jerry Williams section. And on our website, you can find more information about every one of these guys in the staff listings, their Facebook pages. I know they've been posting things. Benji, every day, you've been dedicating each day's run to a different individual.
Yeah.
And posting that on your Facebook page. There's information about how you can support the effort that these three guys are doing. They each have different goals set up that they're trying to reach. So you can do that. And all of that, the best place to go for that is our website, thejoyfm.com. Just look up each one of us and you'll find us there on the website with a way to contact with us or just keep updated on what's going on. Guys, thanks for taking some time out. Rob, you got to go run.
Yes.
Thank you.